Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, time is racing by as usual. It will soon be November. Just about there. We've got to change our time because of the change in daylight savings time. And I'm guessing that some families have been talking about what they're going to be doing at Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving, when we stop and think about that word, Thanksgiving, may give us a clue as to something would be really healthy for us to do. I'm not going to talk about food, actually, which is sort of unusual. But I wanted to share some information, some ideas. It comes from my currently favorite magazine, Real Simple. And the editor of that magazine says, you know, when I was growing up, my parents told me often, count your blessings. And that often happened when something bad, something negative, some challenge had happened to somebody else and not to them, and they were told, count your blessings. So I don't know if you've said that to your children, if that was told to you, but it is a really good thing to do, count your blessings. But maybe we don't have to wait until something bad is happening, but really research-based says we need to do that often. Maybe every day would even be a good thing. So this is not based just on somebody's philosophy, which would be nothing wrong with that, but also based on some research. So count your blessings, say thank you, consider yourself lucky. Their directives our parents gave us, and because it was decent manners, actually, that was just something that was expected of us. But there has some research been done by a professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis. And he says it speaks to a need that's deeply entrenched. It's as if we need to give thanks and be thanked, just as it's important to feel respected and connected to other people. From a perspective, feelings of gratitude probably helped bind communities together. When people appreciate the goodness that they've received, they feel compelled to give back. And this interdependence allows not only an individual to survive and prosper, but also society as a whole. So it's easy in these modern times, and everybody's rushing around, to forget this need and to forget how we might carry through with it. We kind of get too busy. We get distracted. We are pretty entitled. We have, most of us, many good things going on. We sort of take them for granted. And this can disconnect us from others, and we thus suffer the consequences. Now, this professor is not the only person who has done some research in this area. There's also a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. And in this study he did with students, they had a subject write down one thing they were grateful for every day. And at the end of the study time, it was reported that 25% felt happier for a full 6 months after doing this assignment. Subjects wrote letters of gratitude to people who had done them a major service but had never been fully thanked. And after the subjects personally presented these letters, they reported substantially decreased symptoms of depression for as long as a full month. So we're talking about happiness, we're talking about less depression. Also, in this same person's study, those who regularly wrote down things that they were thankful for consistently reported an ever-increasing sense of vitality. Hey, got a little energy from it. Control subjects who simply kept a general diary saw little increase, if any. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to figure out why these things happen, but improvements in physical health, which is also related to showing gratitude, may have something to do with this, because when we feel better, we feel more energetic. So what about those physiological sides? Well, a gratitude practice has been associated with, get this, improved kidney function, reduced blood pressure and stress hormone levels, and a stronger heart. Well, why is that so? Well, one of the things that, you know, you always have to go back and say, well, why is this true? Is there a direct relationship? Well, part of this study says that they think that grateful people appreciate their own health and take care of themselves better than those folks who are not appreciative. So they, those of us who have more gratitude and appreciate other people may exercise more, may drink less, may smoke less, may sleep better. Now, those are all kind of probables. That's not sure, but there is, it seems to be a genuine relationship between being grateful and expressing that gratitude and feeling better. Also, it's kind of related to that, we'll feel more resilient. That is, when we notice kindness and other gifts we've benefited from, our brains become wired to seek out the positives in any situation, even not so good ones. As a result, we're better at bouncing back from loss and trauma. A grateful stance toward life is relatively immune to both fortune and misfortune, according to this research. We see the blessings, not just the curses. So we see both the positives as well as the negatives. Now, another study done, reported in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, shows a study of more than 300 couples felt they were more appreciated by their partners. Well, that just makes sense, doesn't it? If your partner appreciates you, you appreciate him or her. You know, it's a back and forth relationship that's a positive one rather than finding all the faults. You know, there's both, again, positives and negatives. But we could talk about that in relationships with our friends, relationships with children. You know, if we appreciate and say that appreciation, you know, it just gives the other person a reason to want to kind of say that back. So it's a win-win situation when we show appreciation to others in our relationships. And basically, we know this. You'll be a nicer person. People can't help but pay gratitude forward. When appreciation is expressed, it triggers a biological response in the recipient's brain. Now, I'm not sure where the research is on this, but at least it's not a threatening response. So when gratitude is given, the biological response in the recipient's brain, the person you're giving it to, includes a surge of the feel-good chemical dopamine. So when you express gratitude toward a spouse, a colleague, a friend, he or she feels grateful in return, and that back and forth continues. So what's more, thanking your benefactors makes them feel good about the kind acts that they've done, and so they will continue doing them to others, not only to you. Isn't this kind of wonderful news? We hear so much bad news, but we have research that says when you do unto others as you would have them do unto you, it works at many levels. But it's doing and saying and perhaps even writing down, writing what you are grateful for. And that goes back to that Pennsylvania study where they had people write down every day what they were grateful for. And then maybe not only write it for yourself, but write somebody else a note. It's one thing in passing to say thank you. It's another thing to put in writing. You know, we have so much stuff flying around in the air. Another thing to say in person, not only thank you, but what you appreciate about the person. That kind of relates back to, I'm just all of a sudden reminded of in studies with young people, when we tell them they did a good job, we need to define what that means. That's not just good, but how is it good? How are you thankful? Well, enough sermonizing, but I thought it was a really interesting article and very appropriate for the season. And in fact, the editor of this magazine and the magazine says, you know, just get in the habit all during November, every weekday, make a practice of saying what you're grateful for and telling somebody about it. So until next time, I guess that's my challenge. What are you grateful for today?